Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to the Quiz of 2020. Joining me for this occasion is restaurateur, chef, and TV presenter Tom Kerridge. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks very much, mate.
Do you find it weird being called a TV presenter now?
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, I find the whole thing is quite... Although the last series, like the pub one, was much more in that kind of talkative, about the industry presentative kind of role, but it was also... I mean, maybe a little bit more journalistic, like showcasing an industry. I still find it weird that I'm in TV. Like, it's kind of like a side job to like my being in the hospitality world. Like, right. I run restaurants and I run businesses. So the TV job's a bit like a paper round. It's kind of like something that I do as well to supplement my income.
Yeah, just a wildly successful paper round. So as always, we have 15 points across 12 questions. As we all know, 2020 didn't really get off to a great start. So if the quiz seems a little TV and film heavy, that's why. We don't really want to talk about what actually happened this year. Let's quiz. Question number one. We're going to get the COVID question out of the way right now. On the 9th of March, which country was the first to go into national lockdown? Sorry, the only reason I'm laughing is Tom and I just decided to not talk about this depressing stuff. And it's question number one.
Is that going to be China?
The correct answer was Italy. First in. Okay, in what month did Captain Tom Moore become the oldest person ever to score a number one single with his rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone?
Oh, blimey, where are we now?
Forgot.
September?
I really love the way you just shout them out. Correct answer is April. Okay, question number three. Not Your Average Joe, Playing With Fire, and The Noble Thing to Do are three episode titles of which eight-part series that took the globe by storm this year? Did you get a bit Netflixy?
I did get a little bit Netflixy, but it was only Ozark. So that's the only thing that. But
this is a little bit more lowbrow.
The other thing that I watched that was is Last Dance. But apart from that, I've got to be honest. I've no idea. The Crown.
Correct answer is Tiger King. Which
I did see that. I tell you what, that was one messed up program. But you're going, is this actually real? Yeah, so I did.
I never watched it. Was it that weird?
Oh my, mate, you have to sit down after this and you will sit. The thing that I loved about watching that more than actually watching it was watching my wife watch it. Because you'd look at her and her facial expression was like, what is going on? It was like the bit where he releases a single. Sorry.
Don't kill it for me, Tom.
However, I still got a question wrong.
Yeah, you know so much. Totally incorrect. The correct answer was Tiger King. Question number four. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stepped down from their royal duties this year and moved to America. Fair enough. The question is, which royal residence, a cottage in the Royal Home Park estate of Windsor, did they used to live in?
A cottage. I doubt it was a cottage. It's probably got the name cottage is in the title.
Sure, it's
however,
a cottage, guys.
Like I used to live in a cottage in North Norfolk, and I used to bang my head on the ceiling all the time. I doubt it's the same. Massive royal cottage.
Massive royal cottage is incorrect. The correct answer is Frogmore Cottage. I don't remember many of us being told that.
That's got to be made up. That name has got to be made
up. To make it sound small and quaint. Question number five. What does the G in 5G stand for?
Five ginormous, massive, phone wave things?
The correct answer is generation, as in fifth generation.
Ah.
So, question number six. The best thing to happen all year, possibly, was the Snoop Dogg advert collaboration with delivery service Just Eat. I think we're all quite happy about that. The question is, in the lyrics to the song, what food was delivered to Snoop Dogg in his private jet via hang glider? I mean, we've all seen the advert a lot.
I have, but I mean, what am I going to go? I'm going to go with a pizza.
Oh, it's actually fried rice. He's a little bit more continental than we thought. The correct answer is fried rice. Question number seven. We're going to stick with food and television. The Great British Bake Off moved heaven and earth to bring us an 11th batch of contestants under strict lockdown conditions. The question is, what dessert made of a cone of chocolate with marshmallow inside, a biscuit base, and topped with walnuts was the final technical challenge?
That would be, I think, I mean, if it's topped with walnuts in a cone shape, it's got to be a childhood favourite. Is that a walnut whip?
Correct.
Yay!
You know it. We're back in our home now, back on good turf.
Snoop Dogg should have had one of them delivered.
You would have got it if it was a walnut whip. Question number eight. The seemingly impossible happened when Sean Connery passed at the age of 90. The question is, which 1983 James Bond film, a remake of Thunderball and made 12 years from his previous Bond film, Diamonds Are Forever, was his last? Feels like one of those weird ones no one liked.
Yeah.
Do you like Bond films?
I do. Well, yeah, I do. I'll go and see him at the cinema, 1983. So I probably would have gone to the cinema to see that. I would have been 10 years old.
Well, that's the time when it's exciting to go see a Bond film.
Yeah, and I am thinking it. I don't know.
The correct answer is Never Say Never Again.
I did go to the cinema to see that. Never Say Never Again.
This is becoming quite a pattern, Dom.
It is, yeah. You're just telling me the answer and I'm knowing already that I knew it. It just wasn't in my mouth.
Exactly. Question number nine. Scotland qualified for the Euro 2021 finals with a nail-biting penalty shootout against Serbia. Which Liverpool defender captained the Scotland team to victory that night? Are we in comfortable territory for you here?
Yes-ish. Let me think. Now, I know his face and my mind has gone blank, and it is Andy Robertson.
Absolutely correct. Andy Robertson. Now, did you know that because you're a fan of Liverpool or Scotland?
No, I'm a fan of football, so I'm a fan of neither. I couldn't be a fan of more rivals of either of those teams. So I am obviously an England fan and a Manchester United supporter. So, however, but he is a hell of a player. And I'm not really into the whole tribalism thing. I just like football. So yeah, fair play to Scotland. Be an interesting tournament with them there.
And also you're a season ticket holder of who? It was again?
Marlowe of course. FC. Super Marlowe.
A Super Marlowe. Question number 10. And I don't know how you are with music, but we're throwing this at you. The 2020 Mercury Prize saw a record number of female solo acts nominated, with 5 in the shortlist. This is in 2020. For 1 point, can you name any one of those acts? If anyone saw your star turn on Mastermind, they'd know you are an Oasis fan. But that doesn't mean you know the answer to this question.
Not at all. No. Jesse Ware?
Oh, nice guess. Incorrect. You could have had Charlie XCX, Anna Meredith, Dua Lipa, Georgia, and Laura Marling, who is absolutely brilliant.
Laura Marling is absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Question number 11. Speaking of records, Parasite became the first non-English language film to win Best Picture at the Oscars. For 2 points, can you name 2 other Best Picture nominated films from the 2020 Oscars?
Let me think. 2 others. Best Picture. I remember Parasite Women. Isn't it a Korean movie? That's a Korean... And like, it was like... But no, I can't. I can't. Have I been to the cinema? Joker?
Yes!
Yes. Yes. Been to the cinema. Saw Joker. See, that seems so long ago. Yeah. Like, that is such a long time ago that I went to the cinema... Pictures. Yeah, with my wife, went for a Nando's, hanging out in High Wycombe watching a Joker. It's like, I mean, it was such a
glory days.
I mean, it feels like so long ago, like a different universe.
I know.
So yeah, Joker, and what else would have felt like? If I mean, honestly, it feels like the Sean Connery question all over again. That's how long ago it was.
When you were 10, what was the best picture?
I can't think of another one.
I think you've done very well with Joker, The Irishman, Marriage Story, 1917, Little Women, Jojo Rabbit, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Do you know what? Jojo Rabbit, what a movie.
Really?
Absolutely brilliant. Funny, sad, just what a film. If you haven't seen it, brilliant.
Question number 12. Okay, this is the final question on your quiz of 2020. The biggest event, of course, was Joe Biden winning the US presidential election. His succession continues a long line of presidents who have previously served as a vice president, like Joe did under Barack Obama. For 3 points, can you name 3 US presidents that had previously served as a vice president before becoming president?
Okay. Bill Clinton?
I'm afraid he's not on my list.
Okay, we won't go with him then.
You've got 2 more guesses.
2 more guesses, let me go. Jimmy Carter?
Not on my list.
let me think then. Ronald Reagan?
Not on my list, unbelievable.
Who could I have had?
So, George H.W. Bush, Gerald Ford, Lyndon B. Johnson, then Richard Nixon, Harry S. Truman, Calvin Coolidge, Theodore Roosevelt, Chester A. Arthur, Andrew Johnson, Millard Fillmore, John Tyler, Martin Van Buren, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams.
Basically, I got all the ones that didn't do that. The rest of every other one was a vice president. I got the 3 hardest ones. If you said which 3 presidents have never been a vice president, and each one is worth 6 points, I'd have stormed that.
Yeah, you said. Did you say? Yeah, you said Reagan. George Bush was vice president to Reagan. Oh, right. The irony.
Yeah.
We can't. It's just too. It's too annoying. Your score after that round of your quiz of 2020 is 3 points.
Is that another thing to not remember from 2020?
Yes.
The fact that 2020 was so bad, that my score was so bad, that we could just forget everything about 2020, please.
We're going to talk through Tom's incredible year after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We'll do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Tell me some positive things about 2020 for you. There must have been.
Well, we set up a charity, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, when that first lockdown hit, it was the energy levels of people wanting to do stuff for NHS or vulnerable and needy, and wanting to make sure that everybody around them. It really kind of drove home this feeling of community, which was amazing for in the first lockdown, which was, you know, it was all very frightening for everyone. It was unknown territory. It's all, you know, now it all feels we're a bit used to it. So that kind of that feeling of community and division has been driven more since lockdown 1 into lockdown 2. Things like the presidential elections, things like, you know, the Brexit vote, things like disagreeing, the government getting perhaps quite a few things wrong that people agree and disagree. So lockdown 1 was really good about community and driving it. Towards lockdown 2, it's become a little bit more divisive. But from my point of view and an industry point of view, just being in hospitality, the one thing, the positive that we can take out of it is that I think everybody recognises how important kind of social communication is, how important it is just hanging out, having a coffee, doing whatever, and then the recognition of how important pubs, bars, cafes, restaurants, all of that, just to being part of it, that I suppose that fabric, that social connection is so important. So when we are able to do it in a bit more of a freer circumstance, the fact that, you know, I'm sure that it gives it a lot more, I mean, credibility to people that work in the hospitality industry.
I think we've never known how much we needed the hospitality industry and how much it sort of keeps us all ticking. When my local cafe opened, me and my dad did like cartwheels. We were so excited. And we realized it wasn't just to get like our crumble and custard. It was to see the lovely Turkish family that run our cafe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can see that just now when you go into the parks on a weekend, because people can't go and hang out in pubs or bars or restaurants. Mm. So people go to the park with a dog and or take the kids like three times. My little man went to the park three times over 2 days in a weekend. It's like, you know, you just go because it's a thing and you're hanging out and you say hello to people and it's just waving at people and being amongst human beings is, you know, we crave that. We're social animals and, you know, and I think that's so important moving forward that you recognise how much we've missed hospitality and what it actually brings. Its value is much more than what things cost in terms of monetary sense. Its value is just, it intertwines and connects everybody. No matter, even in our sub, we don't even think about it. We just take it for granted. So hopefully the positive of this year is recognition that hospitality is not taken for granted. It's very important in, you know, being an engine room moving forward.
No, beautifully put. Absolutely beautifully put. Tom Kerridge, thank you very much. That's it for another episode. And did you know you can now listen on smart speaker? If you have a smart speaker at home and you say the words, play Quiz Chat Repeat Podcast, then you can listen to us wherever you are in the house. Very clever. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.